Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. South Africa does not have a good track record in terms of land-based sources of litter entering the sea. There are varying estimates as to how many tons are released into the environment each year, but either way you look at it, the figure is high. In terms of where it comes from, one study has found that most of the rubbish found on Cape Town's coast is in fact land-based street litter that ends up in the sea via stormwater systems and rivers. In the ocean, plastic pollution has a direct and deadly impact on wildlife, with thousands of seabirds and sea turtles, seals and other marine mammals killed each year after ingesting plastic or getting entangled in it. So it's always good to hear of a planned beach cleanup, and tomorrow you can take part in one organised by the Two Oceans Aquarium. And I'm joined now by its spokesperson, Heather Wares. Welcome to Being Green, Heather. Before we get to the beach cleanup, let's talk a little bit about the aquarium. Many Cape Townians think of the aquarium as kind of a cool place to take their children or overseas visitors, but it's in actual fact much more than that, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we are very proud of ourselves as a tourist destination and an exciting place for people to visit and learn a little bit about marine life. But yes, I mean, our foundation that was started in 2019 really has been pushing to showcase some of the other work that we do outside of kind of public view often. And I've kind of taken it upon myself to make sure that we get that message out there, because we do things like education, huge amounts of education. I mean, we've had a major impact on getting the marine sciences subject into the schools and as matric subject, which is an incredible thing for learners at schools to be able to do. And then we obviously also have a lot of school visits, and then research is a major part of what the Two Oceans Aquarium does. And we have various projects where we do research. One of the big ones at the moment is the Sunfish Project, which is a research project trying to find out more about sunfish in Table Bay itself and along our coastline. And then, of course, we have our Turtle Conservation Center, which is a little bit more well known to the public. People do love turtles, but turtles are also extremely impacted by the litter, as you mentioned in your introduction, that we find in our oceans, and they ingest huge amounts of litter. So we have projects that look after these turtles and also create awareness to the public about this kind of damage that humans are doing to the ocean and marine life.
You mentioned the sunfish. Yeah. I had an opportunity to see one when I went out on a boat recently.
Very lucky.
What an extraordinary fish. I thought it was this big sort of flat white bit of plastic from afar lying in the sea, but in actual fact it was a sunfish. It was quite amazing to see. But the aquarium is also quite hands-on in terms of sea life. Somewhere I could call, for example, if I found an injured penguin or a seal or a seabird.
Absolutely. So we obviously have our own penguin population at the Two Oceans Aquarium, both rockhopper penguins and the African penguin. And so we look after those animals in-house. But yes, if you come across any kind of marine animal that is in distress and needs help, you can phone the Two Oceans Aquarium and they will get in touch with our wildlife management program people, who are very, very skilled and experienced in looking after marine life. And it's a huge push also by the V&A Waterfront, which collaborates with the Two Oceans Aquarium on looking after the marine life. And really what it is that we live in this city where we're really lucky. We have huge amounts of wildlife in an urban space, and so we get to see this wildlife on a daily basis. But the other problem with that is that we then have sort of human and animal conflict sometimes, and our marine wildlife program team look after that and try to find solutions to this conflict that sometimes happens between humans and wildlife, especially in an urban space.
You mentioned earlier that one of your big focuses is turtles, and obviously ingesting plastic is a massive problem for turtles. Your conservation of turtles, your protection of turtles, this fits in with the beach cleanup this weekend. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. So this weekend, we're going to be running one of our beach cleanups, which we call Trash Bashes. It's in collaboration with F&B, who are interested in getting involved in our turtle rehabilitation and rescue. So it goes hand in hand with that. It is this Saturday, the 6th of April, at Musenberg Beach Surfers Corner. It'll be happening between 9 and 12. So come and join us anytime in that space. bring some gloves, preferably reusable ones, like your gardening gloves or the ones you wash the dishes with. Bring a hat and then a bucket as well to collect that plastic that you're going to be collecting along the beach. Things that we usually collect are things like lots of straws, unfortunately, still, and sucker sticks, as well as plastic bags and microplastics. And the microplastics are the ones that are really, really dangerous for animals like turtles who ingest those, and it can really impact their health. You can also look forward to some prizes, possible to Ocean's Aquarium tickets, as well as some F&B merchandise that they'll have on site as well.
Thanks there to Heather Wares of the Two Oceans Aquarium. And if you missed that, the cleanup takes place from 9 to 12 at Surface Corner in Musenberg. And that's it for this week. Until next time, from me, Glynis Crook, take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.